This weekend is Saturday the 22nd and Sunday the 23rd of March, beginning the third week of Lent. The choir of Westminster Cathedral sing Sicut Jervis by Palestrina. As the deer yearns for running streams, so my soul is thirsting for you, my God. This weekend's reading is from the Gospel of John.
So we came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by his journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria?" Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well, and with his sons and his flocks drank from it?" Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water, gushing up to eternal life. The woman said to him, Sir, give me this water, so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water. I know the Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us. Jesus said to her, I am he, the one who is speaking to you.
On a hot, dusty desert day, this would have been a welcome break, a respite for Jesus. Think of any occasions when you've been really tired and badly in need of sitting down for a few moments. Can you imagine what it would be like to taste cool, clear water drawn straight from a well? Pure and clean, cool and refreshing. Imagine you're in that place again now. Resting. Feeling the tiredness in your legs and in all of you, but also feeling the energy and the life returning as you relax. And as you sip that cool water, you begin to feel restored. This woman appeared while Jesus was sitting there. Something about him engaged her. Something about him opened up something in her, gave her permission to speak. He asked her for a drink. In this way, opening a conversation with her. She was astonished, and she said so. She came from a different people, a minority group that you weren't meant to associate with. Can you see something of yourself in her? There was something about Jesus in his way, his manner, his tone of voice that freed her. When he talked about living water that only he could give, she knew deep down what he was talking about. Can you understand what Jesus is talking about? As you listen to the second half of the reading, pay particular attention to the way that the disciples, Jesus' own friends and followers, react.
Just then, his disciples came. They were astonished that he was speaking with a woman. But no one said, "What do you want?" or "Why are you speaking with her?" Then the woman left her water jar and went back to the city. She said to the people, "Come and see a man who told me everything I have ever done. He cannot be the Messiah, can he?" They left the city and were on their way to him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, "Rabbi, eat something." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you do not know about." So the disciples said to one another, "Surely no one has brought him something to eat." Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to complete his work. Do you not say, 4 months more, then comes the harvest? But I tell you, look around you, and see how the fields are ripe for harvesting. The reaper is already receiving wages, and is gathering fruit for eternal life, so that sower and reaper may rejoice together. For here the saying holds true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you did not labour. Others have laboured, and you have entered into their labour.
This wasn't the first time that the disciples were unimpressed by the sort of company that Jesus kept, and it wouldn't be the last. Then to confuse them even more, he didn't appear to want anything to eat. His concerns seemed to be of a different order, his gaze fixed higher. Can you recognize any of your own behavior and reactions in the reaction of the disciples? When you ponder what Jesus says and does, and think about the idea of living water, that not only refreshes, but gushes up to eternal life, what wells up inside you? What do you notice surging up from somewhere in your own heart, your own soul? In the remaining moments of your reflection, talk to Jesus about what wells up in you, and like the woman at the well, can you ask him for that water, so that you may never thirst again? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.